Great music and lyrics you can trust from Unspoken, our featured artist during February. We're into the final couple days of it here. And, the song is Let It Be Love. And they say, if you're going to be known for something, let it be love. Jason Kanz, it could be your theme song.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 29 degrees, and we did not talk about the weather yesterday in the best 5 minutes of the day, because trying to solve the problems of the world in 5 minutes is a big burden. But, wow, today is supposed to get up to 58 and then down to 7 tonight, as we have an 80% chance of 1 inch or less of snow. How about that?
Big swings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. It was really nice to be able to go out and walk yesterday in the warm weather and maybe do that again today.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then a sunny high of 22 tomorrow. So we've got these little pockets, right? We had January was like, there was that 1 week of cold.
Right.
And then
right. We're
getting like this 1 day of cold or a little bit of snow. It just,
yeah.
I know everybody's saying there's just never been a winter like this.
I don't certainly recall one like this. And, you know, it has felt like a mix of spring and fall, not winter
right.
at all. So.
I know. You have to remind yourself this is not April. It's February. So.
Yeah,
and
for
it's,
sure.
And it's global. I mean, Peggy in Liberia says it's cooking there. So, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I suppose that's a little different than what it is here.
In fact, I mean, some of the stories I told you, we on the way to the airport last Tuesday, a week ago today, writing down, coming up with different ideas, or, you could write about that. It could be a story, a collection
sure.
of stories.
Yeah.
And the
yeah.
latest is they stayed in the interior in Pelateyama. There's a teacher house we had built years ago. That's where they stayed. And she's like, they had these centipedes, and there were four, like, in the house. She's like, I've never seen these. And even when I said it to Michael, he was grossed out. He knew exactly what it was. Apparently, they're many-legged, and in Africa, things like this are bigger.
Sure.
And she said that one young lady who was most grossed out by them, she was the one who had one, like, woke up screaming in the middle of the night with one crawling on her. So
that does not sound pleasant at all.
She's so obviously Peggy's on a pleasure week, right?
I guess so. Yeah, that does not sound good.
Yeah. I know. Josh Harris's brothers, one of them, they had written, Brett Harris, I want to say, I don't know, I think
sure.
his younger brothers wrote a book called Do Hard Things, you know.
Yep, right. That would be a hard thing.
Yeah, but. And I think that's kind of been Peggy's, I mean, she's that fits very much with her, you know, like
yeah.
Do hard things. So.
Unlike this winter, which has not been hard to manage at all.
I thought you were going to say unlike her husband.
No, I would not say that.
But it's true. I mean, it's true. You know, I heard recently, sadly, that Jay Leno's wife, Mavis, has dementia.
Huh.
But, I mean, what I remember was, and it's just kind of stood out, I feel like God's kind of spoke to me about this over the years, because I remembered this one visit where Mavis actually went on The Tonight Show, and she was, like, doing work in Afghanistan. So here he is. I mean, the world knows Jay Leno, right?
Right,
I mean,
sure.
Dorito commercials and
yep.
all of his stand-up appearances and his broken
yep.
friendship with David Letterman, but hosting The Tonight Show for all these years. But his wife is doing this work that, I mean, can I say, like, really makes a difference?
Right. Yeah, and for sure.
I'm not the stand-up comedian. I'm not the host of The Tonight Show. The co-host of the WIB Wake-Up Show is where I made it to. But here my
yep.
wife, you know, is about, you know, laboring long and hard, both
yeah.
In country and beyond with Liberia.
Yes. Yeah. I would also add that you do not own a car collection like Jay
true.
Leno's.
That is true.
Yeah, so.
I am not tight with Tim Allen either. So
that's true.
But I do have a friend in Detroit, Drew Fralick. I mean, so see, it's just on a different level.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
And I would not trade my friendship with you. So
likewise. Likewise.
Although, comedically, I do sometimes ponder, because of trades in sports, I'm like, what if you could trade family members? Has anybody tried that out in terms of a comedic sketch? Because I think it's great material, you know?
Sure.
So.
Yeah, that, you know, that'd be an interesting show premise.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had like the show The Nanny, mm-hmm. or the, what was it, the Nanny Swap or something
yeah.
like that.
Yeah.
Super Nanny, that's what it was.
Okay.
You know, and then she'd come into the house, and maybe you could do that where you could like switch out family members for comedic purposes.
Yeah, right, right, right. No, I know. Yeah, now that you mentioned that, there have been other shows that have talked about that. But I think just even comedically, like in a shtick, talking about, you know, we're going to trade you. Yeah, whatever. All right.
Sure.
Not going to be done. Anyhow, we've got one of the more famous verses of 1 Peter 5 is, of course, verse 7. And we've got 6 and 7 today.
Yeah, it says, so humble yourselves under the mighty power of God, and at the right time, he will lift you up in honor. Give all your worries and cares to God, for he cares about you.
And from Jason's devotional commentary, Letters to Beloved, he tackles those two verses this way. Let me repeat it. Practice humility. You are always under my sovereign care. When you start feeling the temptation to respond out of prideful self-centeredness because someone has mistreated you, turn again to me. Remember that I reward meek people. When the brokenness in the world and your own life makes you feel anxious or depressed, come and talk with me about those feelings. I care for you more deeply than you know.
Yeah, I like that idea of, again, the relational component. You know, I think because all of us have felt anxious, worried, that sort of thing. And to be able to engage relationally with a loving God, I think, is important.
You grab my attention at the beginning and the end. Let me repeat it. Practice humility. And at the end, I care for you more deeply than you know. Mm. Good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, friend.
Sounds good to me. You bet. Talk to you later.
There we go.
Well, what's that show with Jeff Foxworthy? Are you smarter than a fifth grader, sixth grade, or something like this? Well, we have words that fourth graders should know, and let's see if we all have the vocabulary prowess of a 9 or 10-year-old.
All right, let's see what we got here. For instance, kids in fourth grade should know these words, what they mean, and be able to use them normally in conversation. So I feel like we're in class. For instance, it's a compound word, two words that make one afterthought.
Sure, okay. How about apparel?
Mm-hmm. How about ancestor?
What about catastrophe?
Mm-hmm. These could be challenging spelling words. What about expanse?
Again, these are words that, according to the American Heritage Dictionary, kids who are 9 or 10 years old, fourth graders, should be able to know these, use them in conversation. Function is another one.
Mm-hmm. Massive.
Overwhelming.
Mm-hmm. Fourth grade, huh? Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Persuade.
What about phenomenal? I like to use that one.
All right, fourth graders, especially here as the school year moves along, can you use quantity?
I feel like there's a quantity of words here.
Uh-huh.
Satisfactory is another.
Sensitive.
Sleek.
And stern.
Again, just a little cross-section of words that fourth graders should know. 9 or 10 years old, I'm quite a bit older than that. I feel like I have a good handle on these, but if you didn't do so well, I guess read more books.
I think they're kind of challenging, truthfully.
So. I mean, for a fourth grade, I mean, that's the thing, too, because, again, at 36, it's like, yeah, I'm familiar with these, but at 9 or 10 years old, not sure if I was or not.
I know. No, it's just, I'm going to go, for extra credit, you can go take these words and look them up in the dictionary.
Or use them all in a single sentence.
Yeah, right. Wow. Homeschoolers, you've got your radio assignment for the day.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia here in the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb and Halvo. Great prizes always. Today, we've got two prizes that kind of go hand in hand with one another. We've got a T-shirt from the film Ordinary Angels that we can give you. I believe we have sizes large, maybe an extra large in there as well, too.
Really,
so we'll give you your
shirts.
Choice. Yeah, they are. They're great shirts. They say Find Your Purpose on there. Again, that phenomenal film Ordinary Angels that is now playing at Mycon Cinema, starring two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank from the creators of Jesus Revolution, I Can Only Imagine, etc., etc. So please go out and support this great film at any Mycon Cinema's location. I believe the One by Festival in Eau Claire has it, also certainly here in Chippewa Falls as well. So Mycon Cinemas, get your tickets. But we want to give you a chance to go for free because we're giving you two movie tickets if you can solve our Tuesday trivia query today.
That's right. The call-in number is 723-2555. This is different from the listener line that we give you. We'd still love to get your cabin fever screams recorded, so call those in separately at 715-396-1670. But for this contest, it's 723-2555.
Yes, so call us live on the studio line. We'll take your answers live on the air. And the question is this. Typically, men do this less than once per month. What is it? What do men typically do less than once per month? The average man does this less than one
Don't
time
tell
per
me
month.
Brush your teeth.
Thankfully not.
Okay.
Thankfully not.
All right.
715-723-2555. The average man, the typical fella, does this less than once per month. What could it be for a chance to win an Ordinary Angels t-shirt and then go see Ordinary Angels with two free movie passes from Icon Cinemas?
It's been 3 weeks since we've done Tuesday Trivia, so welcome back. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is John from Thorpe.
Hey, John.
What do you think, John?
I just went blank. How about clean out your ears?
Clean out your ears.
Could that be what guys do less than once a month, is it?
Less than once a month.
All right, let's find out. That's not it. But hey, John, you did a good job with your Cabin Fever Scream. I think that's the first one we played. Was it you and Charlie? Was that who it was?
Yep, my little girl. We're going crazy. We need to get out.
Well, yeah. Fantastic. Well, enjoy your prizes. And yeah, call us back. Try again, 715-723-2555. Typically, men do what less than once per month?
Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Carson.
All right, Carson.
From Altoona.
All right. What do you think?
Is it shave their beard?
Is it shave their beard? Good thinking there, because a lot of guys saying, hey, I got to get a little bit more growth, get a fuller beard.
Yeah, is that it? It's not it. Sorry, Carson.
Good to hear from Railroader Country there. We've heard from Thorpe, heard from Altoona. Typically, men do what less than once per month for two movie passes to Micon Cinemas and an Ordinary Angels movie t-shirt?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Michael from Eau Claire.
Hi, Michael.
What do you think?
Clip their toenails.
Clip their toenails.
Is this TMI? Did that the other night. First time in more than a month, I'll tell you that. But is that the answer? No, it's not.
Typically, men do what? Good answer, Michael. Again, some of these could be true. They just might not be what we're looking for. But typically, the average man does what less than once per month?
Trimming the beard, the toenails. What do we got?
I mean, just as long as we're sharing, I hate clipping my toenails. I despise it.
It's kind of awkward, right?
Yeah.
I think for gymnasts, it's easier. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Clayton from People Fall.
Hey, Clayton.
Hey, Clayton. What do you think, buddy?
Read a book.
Read a book. Oh, I hope this isn't the. I hope that's not the right answer. Read.
That's not it.
Thankfully, it's not.
Let me clarify. Women can guess here. We've had
yes,
more guys.
That's true. But I mean, I feel like the guys are kind of like no personal experience. That's
723-2555. What do guys do on average less than once a month? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Evelyn.
Hey, Evelyn.
Is it wear cologne?
Is it wear cologne?
Okay. See, in my head, my hearing's going because I heard her say work from home. But wear cologne, is that could it be? That's not it.
I mean, you could wear cologne as you work from home so that your family...
You don't need to wear cologne if you're working from home. All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Vicky, you got laryngitis or what, girl?
Still, yes.
My.
Oh, man. Well, what do you think, Vicky?
Call their mother.
Call their mother. Oh.
Yeah.
Do men typically call their mother less than once per month?
Oh, Mom, I'm sorry.
I just talked to my mom yesterday.
Oh. Always are a straight A student.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's usually like my mom and I love like getting grocery deals and things like that.
Okay.
So it's like, oh, there's this deal in Chippewa. I'll get this for you and you'll get that for me. And
nice.
Rice like back. But anyway.
Very good. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Frank from Eau Claire.
Hey, Frank.
And I think it might be clean the house.
Clean the house.
Is that something that guys do on average just less than once a month? It's not, so.
It could be, but not what we're looking for. But hopefully it's not true. Hopefully the guys help out with cleaning more than once a month.
Hi, this is Wendy Badzinski, and this is my Cabin Fever Scream.
Cabin fever detected.
That was incredible.
Even a thank you at the end. My goodness, more than a golf clap for that one. I mean, bravo, Wendy from Chippewa Falls. That was excellent. Friends, that's what we're looking for. You don't have to overthink this and do something like, you know, don't get all cute with it. Just let it rip. That was great.
I always am picturing ski jumps with these. It's just like a ski jump is just extended out. And that's
how
I picture these.
Or when someone's like not prepared and like for skydiving, you see that in movies or whatever. And it's like, just do it. And then they're like falling out, you know. So that's, kind of what we're picturing. That was wonderful. And Wendy now wins the extra prizes as well.
She does. And you know what those are? A 2-pack of delicious, fantastic, scrumptious. I could go on and on. Cheesecake cupcakes from Joseph's Cheesecake and a tasty treat basket from
Avenue Orchard, just south of Eau Claire on 53. Mm-hmm. So again, we'll have those prizes, the certificates waiting here at our studios for Wendy. And she can go on down to Avenue Orchard and get $15 worth of her choice of Creation Kitchen baked goods, cookies and such, or jams, jellies, applesauces, apple butters, whatever you want.
Well, Caleb, the stumping is begun again here on the WIB Wake Up Show with Tuesday Trivia.
It is try number two for this, and we want to give you two Micon Cinemas movie passes. Go see Ordinary Angels, just opened last week at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Phenomenal faith-based film from the creators of American Underdog, Jesus Revolution, and I Could Only Imagine, stars two-time Academy Award winner Hilary Swank, based on a true life story. It's amazing. It's heartfelt. It's emotional.
She's
go see Ordinary Angels.
She's
really,
so
really good. And again, I know we mentioned this before, but again, she said, one of the things we posted on our social media, I wish they made more movies like this, is what she said. And all the things she's been on, but again, in Ordinary Angels, Hilary Swank said, I wish they made more films like this. So go see it. Go support it. We'll give you a chance to go for free with a guest along with an Ordinary Angels t-shirt if you can solve our Tuesday trivia question, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. The question is this. Typically, men do this less than once per month. The average fella, the average guy does this less than once per month. What in the world is it?
Yeah. Let us know, 723-2555. We have one single caller at this time, and that caller is Vicky with half her voice tied behind her back. Hi, Vicky.
Hi. How about take their wife out for a date?
Take their wife out for a date less than once per month. Is that what the average fella does? It's not. Thank you, Vicky. Call back, 715-723-2555, 723-2555. What does the average guy do less than once per month? We've heard from Thorpe, Altoona, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Jump River. Where are we going to hear from next?
Yeah. 723-2555. We know you're busy. We know you got things going on, but boy, we got fantastic prizes for you here on WWIB. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky.
Vicky. Try number three. What do you got for us?
Clean out the garage.
Clean out the garage. Is it cleaning out the garage less than once per month for the average guy? No.
Now,
thank
Vicky.
You, Vicky.
We got your doctor on the line. He says you should go rest now.
715-723-2555. Call the studio line. Again, don't call the listener line for this, but do call the listener line and leave us your best cabin fever scream.
All right, we got another one. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Jody from Phillips.
Hey, Jody.
Is it cooking a meal?
Is it cooking a meal less than once per month? The average man does that. Cooking a meal.
Good guess. That's not it.
But well thought out, too. Again, man.
Yeah.
I don't cook a ton of meals. My wife is phenomenal, but I probably should do more. I do make a mean bowl of cereal.
Yeah, so. It's funny. There is a story on that today about one of the cereal companies pushing for that as a dinner
option.
Yeah,
Kellogg's. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda.
So, probably not you, Caleb, because I know your mom had all you kids, and you probably call more often, but probably call his mom.
Yeah, that was guessed.
That was guessed earlier. Good guess. Do you want to try again? You can have a bonus guess, Linda.
Right now, I can't think of one.
Okay. All right, you call us back. No problem. Typically, men do this less than once per month, so the average guy does what less than once per month? 715-723-2555, an Ordinary Angels movie t-shirt for you, and two Micon Cinemas movie passes.
We got the guessers, so give it a try. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Crystal from Jump River.
Hey, Crystal.
My guess is washing the bedding.
Washing the bedding. Oh, man. And the thing is, if we said single guys...
Yeah.
That might be even less than once per month.
Yeah, and that's a good, well-thought-out guess, but that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you, Crystal. Second time we've heard from Jump River already. 715-723-2555.
It's jumping off the map. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Shelly from Chautauqua.
Hey, Shelly.
What do you think?
Is it calling in sick to work?
Is it calling in sick to work less than once per month? I could see that, sure.
Could that be it? It's not it.
It's not. Good guess, Shelly.
All right, a couple more. Hi, 723-2555. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Troy, calling from the Spooner.
Hey, Troy.
Hey, Troy.
What do you think?
Not too bad. I'm going to guess get a haircut.
Is it get a haircut less than once per month?
Yeah.
These guesses have been very well thought out.
That would be true. I know I want to try to usually go 6 weeks. It's hard, but yeah, there we go.
Thank you, Troy. Good to hear from Spooner, home of the rails.
Two more. That's it. Two more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aaron from Barron.
Aaron from Barron. I love that. It's not alliterated, but it rhymes. That's great. Aaron from Barron. Go ahead.
How about floss once a month.
This could be scary, and we're going to give dentists a heart attack if they're driving. Here it is. That's not it. Thanks.
You go to the hygienist, and like, your mouth is bleeding like you're in a horror movie or something like that. And they're like, do you floss regularly?
I can tell you, though. I mean, I don't know. In younger days, you know, I'm way more dedicated at it, for sure, once a day nowadays.
Now that I know how much it costs to go to the dentist, I floss way more.
Yeah, right. You're our last guest until 8:45. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky again.
All right, Vicky, you snuck in one more time.
Take care of the kids so the wife can have a day off.
Okay, take care of the kids. Give mom a day off. Is that less than once per month for the average man?
Sorry, Vicky. All right. Take care of your voice. All right, so we've had two runs up the hill, a lot of wrong answers, and we've got the prizes still waiting after 8:45 here on WWIB. We got a good question for you and some great prizes on Tuesday Trivia on WWIB.
Yes, indeed. We're giving away a T-shirt from the new film Ordinary Angels. Faith-based film stars Hilary Swank from the creators of I Can Only Imagine, Jesus Revolution, American Underdog, and more. That film just opened at Micon Cinemas in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. Go see it. We'll give you a chance to see it for free with a friend with two Micon Cinemas movie passes, as well as that T-shirt for Ordinary Angels, if you can solve this question, which no one has solved yet. Typically, men do this less than once per month. Typically, the average guy does this less than once per month. What is it? 715-723-2555 is the number. Hopefully, you already have in your phone and are calling right now. 715-723-2555.
To the phones we go. We like to kind of do a roll call here. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Shelly in Chautauqua again.
Hey, Shelly.
What do you think?
Grocery shopping?
Is it grocery shopping?
Could that be it? Sorry.
Not grocery shopping. Call us back, 715-723-2555. Remember, don't use the voicemail line. Use that for your cabin fever screams, but call us directly here in the studio. I haven't thought of one yet.
It's our third try, and okay, well.
I should have thought of something before that. Yeah, typically, men do this less than once per month.
Yeah.
The all average right. man does this less than once per month. Here's a hint. How about we'll say this? Women do this more frequently. All right? The average man does this less than once per month. Women do this more frequently.
Okay.
715-723-2555, 723-2555. We have heard from Thorpe, Altoona, Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, Jump River, Phillips, Chautauqua, Spooner, and Barron so far. Where will we hear from next?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Susan, and I'm from sunny Chautauqua.
Hi, Susan.
Good to hear from you.
My life experience says that the answer to your trivia question is that the men never call their mothers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's been guessed a couple times,
Susan. Sorry.
No, that's okay. Fine. You can have a bonus guess if you'd like. But again, because that's been brought up, I think it's very important for all the fellas listening, call your mother.
Yeah, right.
Well, my second guess would be that they go see a medical doctor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so less than once per month seeing a doctor.
I think that's...
Is that what we're looking for?
Let's find out. That is not what we're looking for. Sorry.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you. Good Susan. To hear from you from sunny Chautauqua.
Very good. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gail, and I'm also calling from Cameron.
Hi, right on.
We're big up there today.
Yeah, so my guess is... that clip their toenails and their fingernails.
We've had clipping toenails guest. Let's just give you a bonus guess because fingernails will lump that in there as well. So bonus guess. Go ahead.
Okay. Do the dishes.
Do the dishes.
Less than once a month. Could that be it?
It's not. But good to hear from Comet Country up there in Cameron. Typically, men do Yes, thank you. Call back. Do what less than once per month?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, what do you think?
Maybe wash and fold the clothes.
Wash and fold the clothes. Get a couple guesses in there, too. Sure.
Saying that and taking care of laundry. Women do it more often. Could that be it? And it's not.
It's not. Typically, men do this less than once per month. The average fella does this less than one time per month. Women do it more often. What is it?
Ordinary Angels T-shirt on the line and also a pair of Micon movie tickets. Hi, what's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Al from Tilden.
Hey, Al.
What do you think?
I think clean the toilet.
Clean the toilet.
Yeah. I think that's probably a safe guess. It's less than a month for the guys, but is that what we're looking for? It is not.
Good guess, though, Al. We hadn't heard from Tilden yet.
Looking increasingly like this is pushing to win it Wednesday. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda again.
All right, Linda.
I'm going to say make all the beds.
Make all the beds.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Not just
right.
Some, but all.
Thank you, Linda. Good to hear from Chippewa Falls. 715-723-2555. Three more guesses. Yeah. How was that? All right.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Mary in Alma Center.
All right, Mary.
Change the sheets.
Change the sheets.
I think we had washing the bedding in there and making the bed, so changing the sheets.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I have an itch to give more of a hint, but go ahead. Okay.
I was just going to say, let's give you a bonus guess.
All right.
We'll give you a bonus guess here, Mary. So it's not changing the sheets.
Oh, my gosh. I have bouncers on.
Okay.
I had nothing coming.
Yeah, nothing going.
No
sorry.
Problem. Call back.
All right. Two more. Hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Crystal from Jeff River.
Hi, Crystal.
I'm going to take it a little different direction, but how about, take a multivitamin?
Yeah, that's a good thought. I just bought some, and I've let them sit on the shelf for a few days. Could that be it? No. All right. The last one of the morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Doug from Sand Creek.
All right, Doug.
What do you think, Doug?
Working outside or something?
Yeah, I'm driving much. Change their underwear once a month.
Change their underwear. All right.
Oh, dear.
All right. Could that be? Wow, that's scary.
Less than once per month.
I mean.
Somebody had to guess it.
It's a daily thing here, but okay. That's not it. So.
It's not it. Thanks, Doug. Good to hear from Sand Creek. We heard from all over, but we did not get the correct answer, which means we're trying again tomorrow to give away those movie passes and the Ordinary Angels t-shirt.
Did Doug really think we would have that be the answer?
I guess it's possible. You never know with the Wib Wake Up Show. But
you really tricked me. All right, well, we're not going to get a winner now or in today. So come on back tomorrow here.
Leave those cabin fever screams, though,
yes,
because, man, we may have even more winners. In fact, Lord willing, we will have at least one more winner today.